Test, 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 and we are recording. Okay, yeah. All right. You want to go ahead and repost the anything that we don't have in the schedule? Chuck.
Okay.
We are having massive, massive, massive issues tonight. It's mainly my PC, so we've gone old school, we've gone back in time, broke out the old headsets, the old recording software. We know this stuff works.
Alright. So, Gary.
Yes, yes.
You want me to just go in and take out the mailbag period for tonight?
If we promise to cruise through it fast, let's do it. I mean, we got to give each letter, each letter that its attention, but in there, and looks like the two of the letters that you certainly gave picked here are pretty short, so maybe we can cruise through them. Anybody have any objections, or do you want to make any changes?
No, I'm just going to reiterate the fact that I got to get to bed soon.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same way. 48
hours of absolute craziness, and I am exhausted already.
I'm the same way. So. Let's drop the mailbag.
Cool.
Just drop the mailbag. I'm the same way.
Dropping the mailbag.
We are starting on a wing and a prayer and late tonight. Well, welcome to episode 61 of What's On Joe Mind. We are a fancast about the world of G.I. Joe. We're T-minus one day from New Orleans for most of us, T-minus 45 days until the Canadian JoeCon, 73 until CoilCon, and a whopping 275 to G.I. Joe Retaliation. Hello again, everybody. I'm Gary. You're listening live to all of our virtual studios at once, as three of the four of us are about ready to get onto the road to New Orleans. But the one is not. He's holding down the home front for us. It's Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
Gary, I'm doing good. You excited for the convention?
I am. It's the dreaded night of packing and rush, and there was like three things that I wanted to get done today. I had a crappy day at work. I'm ready for vacation. But the recording issues with the laptop earlier was hopefully not a sign of things to come.
All right. So, Gary, scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is the Sahara Desert and 10 is a high school senior on her prom night. How excited are you?
I think once I get there, it'll be a 10. But right now, getting through this, getting the podcast put up, making sure that we get out at a decent hour so everyone gets their sleep is probably the number one concern. So I'm like a 5, a solid 5 right now. But in terms of tomorrow, once I step foot in that place, I will be a solid. I'll tell you this, it'll be a 12 RHP. How about that?
There you go, buddy.
Right, man, you're overselling yourself a little bit there, Gary.
How do you know?
Just what I hear. That's noted author James Cavanaugh has revealed the hidden secrets.
Oh, the hidden secrets of Gary. is that what is in his foreword of his next book? Hope not.
good grief. It's not that kind of book.
Hey, our man in the middle, it's our newshound beachhead Mike without sound effects this week.
And without sound, apparently.
Without sound. Mike? I don't know.
Michael?
Mike?
Yes. Skype just decided to reset.
Ah, well, there we go. I doubt we're going to get the Mambo time unless maybe I add the music at the very end. But, Mike, how are you?
Oh, doing fine. I just came down a step on the ladder now that we're not going to have Mambo time. But, you know. That's all right. Sacrifice buff. Hey, Justin is 96 years old and must go to sleep.
let me see what I can do about Mambo time. No problem.
I don't even know what the hell Mambo time is, so don't blame me for this. Right?
Mambo time. Mambo time. Just it's to kind of to keep this program on its toes, because Mike will then just give the key word and it will be Mambo time. I wonder if this will do it. No, no one can hear it. So well, that's how it works.
That's how we roll.
That's how I work. So all no, Mambo. You guys can't hear it. I only heard it, and that totally defeats the point. So, Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. I have to work tomorrow, unlike you bastards, so it'll be an extra day before I'm in town. But I'm getting pretty fired up. I'm in that point now where, like you, Gary, just a crummy day at work. Ready for it to be T-minus 8 hours, and I'll be out the door early Thursday morning and joining you guys at the bar at about 1:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's rock and roll.
And lastly, admin at generaljoes.com, and the guy that needs to get to bed earliest because he's waking up at 4 a.m. really. It's not because he is an old man. It's just because, well, he lives out in the sticks, and the nearest airport is 5 hours away. It's Justin.
What's going on now?
It's only 4 hours away, Gary.
Who's rubbing their mic up against their nutsack?
That would be me. That's my response to Mike's heated comments.
Need to stop doing this. Of course, that we are live and uncensored, so you can do whatever you want, I guess.
I mean, this is what what our fans know. Our fans understand that I am, in fact, a buttery slab of audio sex presented to them every week.
I thought you were going to say we're a raging asshole, in which case I was going to agree with you.
Well, I mean, that too. I'm not going to really disagree with that, but all the same, it doesn't mean I'm not a buttery slab of audio sex.
This is the first episode I get to post with the explicit tag.
I found that hard to believe, even with Kevin Michael Richardson, really?
And Kevin Watts.
He got bleeped.
Yeah, he got bleeped.
Explicit if we get bleeped.
Now, history has shown that we've let a couple slip through every now and then, but nothing to make us any more than PG, you know, PG-13. But I think today, especially with Mike on, with no bleeping, he's probably going to let some fly.
Oh, suddenly I'm the cursor.
Yeah, that's you are.
Well, I kind of am. It is for effect most of the time. It's funny because I'm really not like that in normal life. You put a microphone in front of me and all of a sudden I can't resist.
You become a dick, yeah.
What's funny is I even self-centered myself because, Gary, that first joke was supposed to be a lot dirtier than it came out, and I completely just self-censored.
See, it just happens out of practice, I think.
Yeah, but...
Anyways, as you heard in the pre-show, we always have a pre-show talk, and we spent a better part of a half hour waiting for Justin, and then when Justin gets on, then my computer decided did not want to cooperate, and so we just nixed the entire mailbag. So no mailbag this week. I don't even think we got any questions concerning JoeCon. If we get it, we still have JoeCon. We might dip back into him, you know, maybe do a roundtable thing with the guys at the end of one of our shows or something. But no mailbag this week. We are going straight to the news with Beachhead Mike.
Okay, that works, right?
Super Chicken?
That was great.
I don't know. And here's the news. San Diego Comic-Con exclusive item pricing.
Easy for you to say, yeah.
In the past, but yeah,
I can't clean that one up for you.
No, and Lord knows, you know, amateurs do two takes.
Professionals do three.
Professionals like us, we require 8 or 9 takes if we're having a good night.
That's our secret. We actually record 5 shows every night. We just have to add them all together to get one good show out of it.
Let's roll with that one. That would explain how long it takes me to edit. Yeah.
We are recording 5 nights a week. We qualify for workman's compensation benefits thanks to What's on Joe Mind. We put in that many hours.
Pretty much.
But anyways, getting back to the news at hand, San Diego Comic-Con exclusive pricing has been released to the public. So now we know what the suggested manufacturer's retail pricing is on stuff that we will in no way, shape, or form get at the manufacturer's suggested retail price. I believe that the bottom of it was the Red Jinx, which is suggested at $14.99. Is the White Jinx the same?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and then the Shockwave set was at $59.99.
Whew.
And again, good luck on any of those particular ventures. May the force be with you, Shazbot, and all that other good unearthly stuff, because you ain't getting them for less than that. I ain't getting them for less than that. You know, we'll be lucky if we pay twice that, frankly. But
I do believe that was our first Mork from Ork reference on the show.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. You may have to. Greg is quite the fan, so you may have to come back through the archives.
Nanu, nanu, and we'll find out.
But so I throw Greg under the Mork and Mindy bus.
Egg.
But all right, now maybe it's Gary we should be throwing under the Mork
egg,
and Mindy bus.
Egg.
I refuse to succumb to that. Anyways, Justin, you broke the story. Give us some dirt on the story on this, the fast and dirty What's on Joe Mind.
Okay. Well, you pretty much said everything.
Remember, yes, Justin, I yes, can't indeed. Make you sound any better.
Yes, indeed, Mike is right. Drinks is $14.99, and yes, indeed, Mike is right. The Shockwave Hiss is $59.99. The Jinx is the same price as Zorana was last year. The Shockwave Hiss tank has actually gone up
in
comparison. Yeah, it's gone up $10 in comparison to the Star Striker from last year. So a little bit of price fluctuation on that one, but the figure is the same.
I just wanted to hear you say you're right, Mike. That's all I wanted.
Right, Mike. And you're also right that none of us will actually buy the figures in vehicle for those prices.
Yeah, again, we'll be lucky at twice the cost. So good luck to everyone in their impending hunts there.
And
moving.
Go
ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
I think we should just throw out, for those who are interested, the 4-foot-long Avengers Helicarrier is something like $129.
Yes.
Wow. Just to let you know, at home, normally this part would be edited out.
True. And shipping for that 4-foot helicarrier will be another $129.
Yeah, something like that. So, just you know,
in fairness, that's a pretty cool helicarrier. Come on now,
it is.
That's pretty cool. Comes with an exclusive cap and Maria Hill figures.
Yeah, I think what's saving me from like really trying to go after it is that in the photos we've seen thus far, it looks like just like a plank of plastic with a bunch of stuff on top, but no depth inside. So.
Mm. Well, moving on. With the,
I feel sorry to the people listening to this show.
I do too. I really,
they're going to realize just how much credit Gary deserves.
overstating that, I think, but yeah, they're going to like, you guys really sound like crapper. You really didn't sound like you were into it. And well, a little from column A and a little from column B.
Yeah, tonight's a little rough.
Next news item.
Now that Chuck has given us our Marvel Minute. The Sideshow San Diego Comic-Con exclusive is, drum roll please.
Mental sound effect, yeah.
That'll work?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Falcon.
Yay.
All
right.
I like that.
Anybody, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a cool choice. I don't know if Sideshow knew what Hasbro was planning, but it's kind of neat to have Jinx and Falcon both as San Diego Comic-Con exclusives this year, even if they are in different formats, but Falcon is great. Sideshow took a lot of existing parts and managed to make a pretty cool new character out of them. I think I'm pretty sure the head sculpt is actually new, but the rest of the figure I think is kind of cobbled together from existing parts, and it looks pretty nice, I gotta say. If anybody wants to get a little bit more detail about the San Diego Comic-Con Falcon, I would recommend going to checking out the site Now Back to G.I. Joe. And Now Back to G.I. Joe is run by a guy who follows us on Twitter, who's a great Joe fan on Twitter, Jose G. And Now Back to G.I. Joe is, you can find that at nowbacktogijoe.wordpress.com. And he's actually already done an advanced review of the San Diego Comic-Con Lieutenant Falcon, and he'll give you a kind of lowdown of what parts are new, what are used already, and give you a good idea of kind of what the figure looks like and what to expect.
It's a lucky dude.
I know, no kidding.
Yeah. I've checked out Jose's site in the past. He runs a good site there.
He does.
I do recommend that.
I like how one of the heads looks like Channing Tatum. but I would have preferred if they gone for a Don Johnson homage just for like the inside joke.
I could see him doing that.
Would you have bought it, Chuck?
Oh no.
Okay, then it doesn't really matter what you think. Anyway.
Yeah, it does matter what I think.
No, it doesn't. You don't like it. They're gonna buy it. Doesn't matter.
No, I like it. It's just too expensive.
It should cater to me, the person who doesn't buy the product.
Yeah.
and then they could have perhaps done Philip Michael Hall as Hardball.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that would be epic.
That would be pretty awesome. All right. Also in the news, Canadian JoeCon will reveal their first exclusive figure on July 1st.
That would be Canada Day.
Bazinga.
Oh, Canada. Our home and native land. I'm not going to sing it. Not like that opera singer does in Vancouver, but anyways.
No, but man, that dude, whatever they're paying him, he's worth twice that much.
Oh, hell yeah.
Guy's awesome.
Guy
almost makes me start to sing O Canada, and I'm just like, man, I'm not even Canadian.
Yeah, it makes you feel kind of patriotic, and you're like, yeah, that's not, I'm not Canadian.
But did anybody have any hot tips? We know what this is going to be, or are they going to surprise us?
Surprise!
Surprise!
Yay! Surprise! So be sure to tune in. What's their site, Gary?
That would be CanadianJoeCon.com.
That's right. And who's the official podcast of the Canadian JoeCon?
What's on Joe Mind?
That's right. So check them out. They sponsor us. We love the Canadian JoeCon. Get involved and get excited. And the Canadian JoeCon always puts out some great stuff. So be sure to support them there.
You would think being the official podcast, they give us a little heads up about what those figures are, though. I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, because they know Chuck can't keep a secret.
That's true. Point well taken.
Did you talk about the 10th?
The 10th what?
That would be a no.
That would be a no. The July 10th date that he gave us?
He gave us a date?
Yes, July 10th, 2012. A small amount of sets will be available for pre-order, attendee only, as well as t-shirt pre-orders available worldwide for t-shirt pre-orders. And you can do that at CanadianJoeCon.com on July 10th, 2012.
/ChuckDog 1999.
I'll take you to last year's show.
There you go.
See any potential sponsors? This is the kind of professionalism you can expect from What's On Your Mind.
Wow, we are just totally exposing ourselves on this. The kimono's open here. It's just out in the breeze.
Exposing ourselves more ways than one.
Oh, I don't ever need to think about Gary's kimono again.
How did you know my pants were down?
Oy. Next news item.
Honestly, I'm surprised he's wearing pants at all.
Next, come on now. Get us away from, at least if you're going to talk about Chuck with no pants, get us away from our sponsor, the official podcast. We don't want to.
The official podcast of Chuck not wearing pants?
Yeah, well. The official.
We're the official podcast, Canadian JoeCon. Let's put ourselves some distance between that news item and Chuck with no pants.
But also in
meaning to the phrase Hosier.
I understand, Hosier. Gentlemen, that there is some kind of G.I. Joe convention going on this week. Am I understanding this correctly?
Oh, hell no. No one told me.
All right. Well, at any rate, their schedule's been posted online for the three or four people that are going to go. I understand it's in New Orleans or one of those other southern cities or someplace like that. I don't know. Maybe Dallas. Who knows? But yes. Anyways, in all seriousness, the JoeCon schedule is online. All of the listings of all of the panels and discussions and celebrities and where everybody's going to be at all times, please sign in. They implant a small chip in your head. I'm rambling, but that's fine.
And again, that normally would be edited out. But Wednesday, everything kicks off for those that are on the tour at 8 o'clock. But really, where you'll begin to start hearing about the news is at 8:30 when the Golden Ticket folks get to pick up their packages, as well as tour and class participants at 9:30 to 10:30. And we will try our hardest to get our group together to do a recording about 9:30 to kind of talk about the
He said hardest.
Yeah. And I also said package a couple times. trying to get together to do a quick review of the set and the attendee exclusive item and talk about what the souvenirs are going to be, the con exclusives that will be in the and again, you can tell how much I edit a program because you don't hear me stuttering as much on a regular program. But the comic, there you go. And that's where you begin to hear the news. The next big news day will be Saturday, I'm willing to bet. That's when they have the Hasbro 2013 presentation and also behind the scenes of Retaliation. Justin, any idea probably what we're going to see there? Are they just going to just kind of take us through the nuts and bolts of what they did for Retaliation figures or what?
That's a good question. I mean, it's according to the Collectors Club schedule, that seminar is being put on by Hasbro. So it must be toy-based and not movie-based. So I would think that they would be giving us, yeah, some behind-the-scenes stuff on figure design, maybe go into a little bit of detail why the first wave isn't movie-accurate, where it gets better as the waves go on. That's all I can think about, just some kind of behind-the-scenes intel about what goes into designing a toy line based around a movie with movie likenesses and things of that nature, which makes me kind of excited to the fact that they've got two separate panels. I mean, one talking specifically about G.I. Joe Retaliation and the one talking about 2013 products.
Yeah, we got Hasbro for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
From 10 to 11:50.
That is impressive. So I think maybe there's a chance we might see some stuff out there that's not Retaliation related that they might be showing for 2013. I don't know. That would be very cool.
The next big panel that evening or that day will be 3 to 3:50 with the G.I. Joe Collectors Club. I really don't expect any excitement in terms of fandom getting rowdy at all during any of these. Any notion that it's going to happen is just nearly a notion, and I think just a bunch of talk. Remember, if you're listening to this on your way down there, especially during the Hasbro, don't ask about the flag, Terradrome, or Defiant. We only get 2 hours to talk to these people, you know, in front of a panel. Now, if you want to go ask them about that on your own time when you're on the sales floor, do that. But I guarantee you're going to hear a bunch of grumbles, and just don't be a smartass. Just ask a question. And I also find out that on a one-to-one basis, Justin, and I don't know, Mike, maybe you talked to him when you went to Atlanta, the Hasbro guys. You tend to get better answers on a one-to-one basis versus in front of a crowd.
Yeah, they're going to give you a little bit more, not consciously necessarily, but you know, when you're not up in front of a crowd, you're always a little bit more candid. So those one-on-one conversations end up giving you a lot more information than asking a question in front of a whole crowd does. And kind of going back to your point about giving the Hasbro folks a hard time, please remember the people that are at these conventions are generally the designers. These are the guys that are in the trenches. These aren't the guys who are making the decisions as far as articulation and, you know, retail pricing and things like that. Don't go down there with a chip on your shoulder about, you know, the Retaliation movie being pushed back and the limited articulation and stuff. The designers really don't make that determination, so you'd be spewing venom at the wrong people.
These are the artsy folks who want all the stuff that you do.
Exactly.
If not more.
Stuff that you haven't even thought about wanting yet.
Exactly. I mean, a guy like John Warden, who conceived of the Jungle Viper from the ground up, you think a guy who came up with that wants to then turn around and make a figure with 5 points of articulation to save some cash? He doesn't want to do that. And he wants to make very cool, very detailed, very articulated, fun action figures. That's kind of what they want to do. So I would ensure that they are, as we are, about articulation changes. They obviously they won't say that to you at the con, but you know, it's just keep that in mind when you go in there thinking that how much Hasbro sucks and how much you want to let them have it, and make sure you're talking to the right people.
D-bad, everyone. D-bad.
Yep.
Oh, don't censor yourself this time, Mike.
That is your alley-oop, Gary.
Okay. Set me back up again. D-bad. Okay. Don't be a dick.
Jesus Christ, Gary. Every week.
Guys, you have no idea how tempted I am right now to start. Oh, this is so great. But I'm holding off just for Gary.
I'm afraid of what he might even be referring to.
And again, that would normally be edited out. Next news item.
Well, it's Chuck speaking, so yeah, it would be edited out. Miss out on the October Guard? Let Fun Publications know. Fun Publications sent out an email to all of their members in the past week. asking them about the interest in purchasing a second run of October Guard convention set figures. I believe the response they want on that is pretty quick turnaround. I believe they want a response back by July the 2nd?
Yes.
Yes.
After Con. Okay.
But there's basically a form that you can download, fill out, then attach back to an email, send back to them about your interest in purchasing Con sets on a potential second run. It's not a guarantee that they're doing it, as they explained in the email, but you never know. If enough people decide that they would be in for this, and of course, if my thinking is that more than enough people would have to decide that they were in on this, because you know people are going to say, well, yeah, I'd buy six of them, and then they maybe get one.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that the call for this is going to really have to be overwhelming. So if you're wanting, you know, if you're wanting to catch an October Guard set that you may have missed out on, you really want to get that in the mail to them as soon as you can. But you gentlemen have any thoughts on that particular issue?
Well, even the club says assume that nothing's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, they haven't even gotten, according to the email, they haven't even gotten Hasbro permission to make a second run of these sets yet. So you know, they're just kind of gauging interest right now.
Yeah.
I think if interest is high, I think they'd be willing to do that. It's kind of an interesting tactic to take. But they sent out a spreadsheet to all of their members, and a lot of people are kind of saying, well, didn't you essentially send the email out to people who already bought the October Guard sets anyway? And I don't think that's the case. I mean, there's a small subset of their member base who actually was able to get an October Guard set. So I think by sending it out to their entire membership, you know, that keeps those members, kind of gives them an air of exclusivity, because it's not going out to everybody. You still have to be a member to get this email, but it still expands the potential numbers of these sets a little bit and lets people get another crack at it if they want.
Yeah, and if you're not a member of the club, first off, stop it and just join the club. Second off, get in touch with the folks that you know that are part of the club, and you know, if you're interested in buying one, you know, let's sneak these in any way we can. Because again, that's a pretty darn cool set, and I think it'd be neat for everybody involved if you know, everybody who actually wants to get them gets them, and the club makes more money, and just, I don't see how anybody loses in this one.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I think friend of the show and kind of friend of all of ours, Fred, said something to me in passing. This is admin of Joe Battlelines. So much for exclusivity, being able to get this at the con. If you get enough people to get upset, and then they're going to make more. You know, I'm the one that's paying a bunch of money to go down to this thing. I think the people that show up to the thing should be rewarded for getting something exclusive. And if I do think they should make more, you know, there's obviously people that I would make exceptions for, and this is going to get me in trouble. I don't give a rat's ass, but you know, I'm the one spending money to fly down there. I'm the one that's spending money to do this other stuff and footing the bill for a hotel room. And everything. I mean, so much for something that exclusive.
Yeah, well, there's Homefront Hero sets, too, so there's already a...
Well, there's people that complain that they didn't get enough, that there weren't enough left over of the Homefront Hero sets, and, sure. You know, I feel sorry about that. You know, of that I really feel sorry for are those servicemen and women in the field that wanted to get a set and can't get a set because it sold out.
Yeah.
You know, if they could spin up an extra or whatever if they knew how many servicemen, but it's impossible to know that, and then you run into the same thing again. I don't think they're going to make more sets out of this. I think that's probably going to gauge next year's number. There's always been kind of a rumor in the community that sometimes the numbers are fudged a little bit. Anyways, I don't know. I don't care. I just, you know, let's, if you're going to give me something exclusive for the con, let's keep it exclusive for the con. Mm-hmm. Other than that, why bother going?
Yep. Gary, personally, I actually agree with you.
Good.
Oh, okay. I mean, time to change your stance.
Now I have to. Yeah, I can't edit this. This one wouldn't get edited out anyways. So,
I spend the extra money just to get drunken stories for you and Justin, and of course, noted author James Cavanaugh, who's a lot more interesting than either of you.
I will not conflict that. No.
Yeah, you just throw up in a trash can. You You're not bringing a whole lot to the table.
Lord, I haven't done that since 2005, for crying out loud. 7 years doesn't buy me a little respite from throwing up in a trash can?
Nope, man. No. Thanks for telling the 6,000 or 7,000 people that are downloading this program.
You guys owe me one.
Next news item.
Well, the very general last words before the con on my news docket here. So, what last words do noted con veteran Gary Godso and Justin Bell have before the convention itself?
Go ahead, Justin.
Well, basically, I guess there's been some stuff in some online places about the fact that some people feel like there's these certain groups or certain cliques at the con when they go, and they don't feel like they're included or invited, and in which case I just say that's kind of BS. You make your own clique when you go. If this is your first time going, walk into the con, find somebody to talk to and talk to them. If you see a group of people who are chit-chatting, they look cool, go up and talk to them. Everybody's here for a common purpose. We all love G.I. Joe. We're all here to kind of celebrate G.I. Joe's history. So go talk to people. Be friendly. You know, I mean, that's really kind of the best way to enjoy yourself at the con. To me, yes, the exclusives are a part of going to the convention, and I enjoy that aspect of it, but it's really about the people. It's about these guys that I only tend to see once a year, and you know, I want to have fun and want to hang out with those guys. And if you're not going out and going up and introducing yourself and meeting these people, you're missing out on a big part of what makes these conventions great. So I think that's a big thing, is just to go out and be open and be yourself and talk to people and introduce yourself and just enjoy yourself. It's, you know, it's not a time or a place to go down with rage and say, you know, Hasbro's screwing this up, the club is screwing this up. Let it flow for one weekend and go and just have some fun. And I think that's really the most important thing. You know, even if Hasbro stopped bringing toys for the next year to these things, even if we didn't see any new product, I still think there'd be a lot of fun to have at these shows. And just kind of go with that in mind, and remember that we're all doing this because it's a hobby and because we enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, and if you're going down there feeling a certain way that isn't positive, maybe you need to rethink your priorities and rethink your hobbies a little bit, and decide if there's something you'd rather be doing. But just go down there and have a fun time for 4 days. It's what the hell. And, you know, there's enough garbage in the world to deal with without bringing it with you down to New Orleans. So just kick it off. Go to Bourbon Street and party down. That's what we're going to do.
Last words. Famous last words. I don't know. I invite everyone that is within earshot of the program that's downloaded it to come on by and find us. We'll be at, I know on Saturday, Justin, Saturday we'll be wearing all of our shirts. So you'll be
is
able
that
to,
the day? Is that the official announcement?
Yeah, that's Saturday. Saturday we'll be wearing our staff shirts. So you'll be able to spot us that way. We'll be recording at noted author James Cavanaugh and Kobe AVAX Labs table. I think it's like 4 o'clock on Friday. If you're there, stop on by. You can take part. Sunday.
Take over for me. I'm going to be tired.
That's just Friday. So imagine what you're going to be like on Sunday. Okay. I think Sunday, 10 a.m., where we'll try to do one last record at Kokomo Toys table. So stop on by and see us. Did we decide on a phrase that pays so we can give out a little promotional item?
I think you have to come up and ask one of the staff members for the Chuck Buster.
Yes, that you would like to have the Chuck Buster.
Can we give them the Chuck Buster as well as the prize? Or
yes, if you actually know what. If you could determine what the Chuck Buster is from what Chuck told us the Chuck Buster is.
Oh, I can wing it.
Sir, you're a better man than I, is all I can say. Not that Chuck's description was not technically excellent. I concede at most times to Chuck's knowledge of pro wrestling maneuvers. But
Chuck, if I were to say it's like a diamond cutter, is that close enough? Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
close enough.
All right.
So go look up Diamond Dallas Page into the Diamond Cutter, and that's about as close as you're going to get. So, yeah, that's the phrase it pays. We have a special promotional item that we'll be passing out, limited to 100, and all the
don't
staff.
Don't be a hog. Don't be a hog. You get one, you move on.
Yeah, you get one, not one for your friend that's back home. No, one. And then we do not want to see him on eBay. I see.
Or if we do, we want 20%.
Yeah, really. We want to cut it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like it's on eBay. Just CC me, and you know, we can work out a little.
And Chuck, I'll just let you know that I've put aside a promotional item for you, and I will put that in a mail to you along with some other stuff that we have for you. So rest assured, yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Gary, we need to talk about that after the show. I had a nightmare.
About Robert is nuts?
Yeah, about to say, woo.
Only he didn't call it a nightmare.
Oh, it was a wet dream. Oh.
Now it's a nightmare for me and Justin. Yeah,
that's nightmare material right there.
That's Twitter. A lot of hairy, naked man right there.
Yeah. Twitter is definitely going on tonight. We got a lot of light tweeting. Why is Bronson Arroyo trending?
He got within an inning of a no-hitter.
Oh, jeez.
He got into one out in the eighth, and then he blew it.
Oh, too bad.
Little Bronson.
Too bad. Is that it for the news?
I think so. Let me double check the list here. I went to the live tweet. Yes, that is actually the what we've got for the news. If I can take a second and throw my MeagerCon experience on to what Justin was saying, just go and. All of the enemies you think you've made are not actually your enemies. They're just nerds just like you. To give you an idea, my first night at my first con, after knowing very few people, even locally, I wasn't as involved as I am now. I spent my first night of my first con hanging out with a guy who barely spoke English in Atlanta, Georgia. So I can only.
He was a native Georgian, but.
He was a native Georgian. He spoke no English whatsoever. No, he was actually had come over all the way from Spain and was a member of our board at Joe Sightings and just hung out with him and the admin of Joe Sightings for most of that evening on Thursday. And that's the kind of thing that happens at JoeCon. You just. You know, you have to let all that stuff go, and this is the closest you're going to get to a G.I. Joe theme vacation. Just enjoy it, have fun, and deal with the politics and the anger and the frustration, you know, some other time.
Chuck, amen. Chuck, you want to add anything? I know you're not going, but you know you're part of the crew, so we'll go around the horn, toss you the ball.
Well,
he can't edit out your speech tonight, Chuck. So take advantage.
Well, you know, I think I think Justin and Mike have made a lot of good points. I do really hope everyone goes by and you know harasses them at James Kavanaugh's table. Just also keep in mind, guys. I was contemplating having somebody pretend to be me. Because you figure, even though you see my picture on Skype, you would still have that like moment of doubt, so that you wouldn't be sure. It's like, well, it sounds, is it him? Well, it could be him. You know, God knows he's using the right photo.
I don't think that would work very well, Chuck.
All right. But yeah, you know, go have a nice time. I mean, realistically, just from my experience with people at other cons, I mean, this is the one day of the year you don't have people riding your ass. And you're surrounded by basically think the same way you do, who enjoy the same things you do. So live it up.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, well said.
That's the news.
Spoken like a con veteran, Charles Emanuele. And that is the news.
Hey, we had a request of a listener that said they would like to know what recommend we would let me try that again. See, this is where again I can edit stuff. We had a request from a listener that would like for us to recommend episodes for them to listen to on their long drive down to New Orleans. So what each one of us have done is we put together a list of five of our favorite shows and kind of combined them together in a list. Of course, Chuck's is way different than anything else that we picked, but we will let Chuck talk about those. But we have a basically we it did boil down to a list of 10. Actually, it boiled down to a list of 11. So we'll just go ahead and name those off while you can get a chance to download them. Go to Podbean. Go back to iTunes. They're all archived. We haven't deleted anything yet. But my first five, and some of these were later echoed down the list, was the Joe Con Brochure episode. I know Mike was saying, why do you want to listen to that? Well, I don't know. You're going to con. If you're in con mode, maybe you want to listen to it. The Joe Con side announcement, that might be an interesting one to listen to. If you have any other questions, I think we did spend some time on what registration night's like there, so you can get up on registration night. Ladies night, if you're just in for a good laugh, that is an excellent episode. And if you are going down the con, you might have the pleasure of meeting three of the four ladies that were on that episode. So they'll be there. They will be down there. Definitely, everyone will get to meet Sarah.
Yeah, if you're not meeting her, you're probably not hanging around long enough. Yeah,
we're not in the right places anyway.
I've never met Sarah face to face, but I have a feeling I'm going to know her when I see her.
Absolutely.
I'm probably going to know her when I hear her first.
I don't think you could have said it any better.
Yeah.
And make sure when you do see Sarah, just come up to say, Twilight sucks. There you go. Just say that.
Do not mention the Chuck Buster around Sarah.
She will bust your Chuck.
She will bust your Chuck.
My number four was Michael Bell, episode 52, our 1 year episode. That's a 4 hour long podcast. We got some good laughs on there. Had a whole bunch of phone calls.
Yeah, that'll kill some time.
Yeah, that'll kill some time. Kevin Michael Richardson, episode number 48. The Kevins, the attack of the Kevins, that episode. Kevin Watson, Kevin Michael Richardson. That was a great episode. Unfortunately, I think, was that part of the episode that you had to bail on us, Mike?
That was the Kevin Watts portion. I did have to bail. Thankfully, we had done the Kevin Michael Richardson episode a couple weeks beforehand, so I'm there for most of it. Watts was really great that episode.
He was awesome.
Fantastic stuff. He brought it. I was very upset that I missed that one.
The next three are from Mike's list. Neil Ross, number 55. Of course, he is going to be at JoeCon.
Relevancy,
obviously. Number seven, Ace Allgood, episode number 53. He'll be at JoeCon too.
Relevancy.
Number eight, Arun and Jura, episode 50.
It's a good choice.
Because we need. We're gone a couple of weeks. We haven't had an anniversary episode, so something's kind of up with that. I think when we get back, we should do our ceremonial 71st anniversary episode.
It's we got John Chu on that one, encouraging all of us to go see the movie in 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some
good accidental laughs to be had going through these two.
Justin's list. The next three are Justin's list. Number nine, Mark Chang. Number 17. The first time we talked with him, that was a good interview.
Yeah, I like the part about that episode. I really liked is ties back to John Chu a little bit. John Chu ended up tweeting about Operation Red Retrieval while we were talking to Mark, and he got a big kick out of that and kind of kicked off his whole the whole rest of the night there. So that was a lot of fun.
Number 10, Matt Yang King interview, episode 40. Good one. He was a funny dude. He was a very funny dude. And going way back in time. Number 11, Poonteen episode. Number 10, episode 10.
That's right. Can't go wrong with little poutine.
The unrehearsed comedy of Chuck. That's typically when it's at its best.
I'd say that Chuck Unscripted is classic. Yes. Chuck.
Chuck Unscripted, Chuck Melting Down, you know, Chuck on Medicine.
Oh, again, Chuck Unscripted. Now, hey, Chuck. Did anybody get the Buzz Dixon episode in there?
No, but it needs to be. We've had multiple people say that's a great interview.
That was a fantastic interview. Buzz Dixon is a fantastic guy, and we actually will have a couple of words from Buzz later on.
And I think you also probably want to download, if you haven't heard it already, the last episode, which I put up today, which featured Jason, our buddy Jason from Moderately Geeky. Basically, we had a nickel tour of New Orleans to give you some things to look forward to when you get to the city itself. It's not a bad one, but it didn't make the list. Chuck, your five is a different five. What'd you pick?
All right. Well, Gary, first of all, and you know, we're going to have to bury it here, I've decided I'm changing what the phrase that pays is. People have to go up to you and say Chuck Buster, and then to describe it, they're not going to say Diamond Cutter. They're going to say Ace Crusher. They're not going to just say Ace Crusher. They have to say it exactly like this, like the Japanese commentators. Ace Crusher! There. Now.
Judge's decision.
Veto.
Overruled. Overruled. Sorry, Chuck.
Ace Crusher!
Sorry, Chuck. Sorry.
We'll accept that as part of what qualifies, but it certainly will not be the only one.
It's not the phrase that pays, man. Sorry.
Not everyone is as outgoing as you are,
just
Chuck.
As long as I have one person going up to one of you and screaming in your face, Ace Crusher, it will make my week. Anyway, my top five were the first five episodes. Episodes 1 through 5, not including the pilot. The reason I picked them is, number one, I want people to listen to how it started. Things were still kind of new. We were developing our roles, finding our characters. Number two, I want people to go back and you figure, well, the news is out of date. Well, the news is out of date, but you can hear what we thought about things and then compare it to what, you know, we thought about them later once they were released. You know, how we were excited about something that ended up being not so great. Number three, I want the episode hits. But, you know, most importantly, I think it's just to be able to see where we came from before all the bells and whistles. You know, Gary became
You mean to hear an episode like we're having right now?
Basically.
I mean, Justin still apologized for everything back then, so it's not that.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's the thing. That within those first five episodes is the debut of that's a low blow, Gary.
Yep.
You know,
several running really jokes. Think,
you know,
several running jokes.
Then now, you know, Justin has become just a smidgen and less of an apologist and suck ass.
Just a smidgen.
We've made him cranky because we keep him up late.
Damn straight.
All right, so there are our choices for you to listen to. Plenty of listening material for your drive to and from New Orleans. And Twitter is just going nuts. All right, what do we got next? Are we out of here? This is the part of the program that we talk about shout-outs and what we got in this week. Normally sponsored by Bounty Hunter Toys. The first half of the episode is sponsored by Kokomo Toys. Just make sure I get that one in. And
yeah, did we actually have a first half?
Yeah, and the news was sponsored.
Should we take a quick intermission?
No. We skipped right over the intermission. See, that's what I was trying to avoid. Chuck feels it necessary to give his horn, and it he doesn't need to. So let's see. Joe Armory is sponsoring the news. So there's all of our sponsors. So Chuck, what'd you get in this week, or what shout-outs do you have?
All right. Well, first of all, I have to start out with a shout out to my good friend Arun Singh. I hope you appreciate the Marvel Minute at the beginning of the.
Oh, and Chuck's mic dropped.
That's not even right.
Oh my God!
All right, let me bring him back on. You there, Chuck?
You did that on purpose.
The first we agreed before you got on. The first time you mentioned a rune, we were dropping the call.
The three of you can catch my ass. That was hysterical.
Alright, can you pull your lips firmly off Arun's ass for one time and give us a shout out to somebody else that's not giving you free shit?
Rube's not giving me free ship. He's my boy.
He sends you one little care package that has old Marvel issues in it, and all of a sudden lips are firmly planted on a Rune's ass. I don't know how he pulls his pants up in the morning.
One leg at a time.
Well, what do you think? You got Chuck on the back of you.
Yeesh. That's more nightmare fuel right there, Gary.
He just cut out a hole so that Chuck's got a spot. He can get away with it. He works out.
Arun, you're the best. You're always right. There. Now, moving on, between Wednesday and yesterday, you know, happy birthday to me. I got a whole bunch of Joe figures I ordered through Amazon.com, and had a friend of mine, he's T16 Skyhop on Twitter, pick me up a few from Amazon. I got Renegades Scarlet, Ripcord, and the Cobra Trooper. So, not including Airtight, since I think he's more of a 30th anniversary figure, that concludes my Renegade collection of the characters that were released. So from that little assortment, I still need Storm Shadow, who I'm not paying $60 for, Airtight, Sci-Fi, and a Zombie Viper if I really am desperate. I also got one of the new Retaliation Joe Troopers. I also had my friend T16 Skyhop pick me up one, and a blue Cobra Commander. And I was right in my theory that the blue on the uniform does bring out a bit more detail. Now, for the Retaliation Joe Trooper, I think he's the worst figure ever made. And if this is like a indicative of what Hasbro's going to be making, put a bullet in G.I. Joe now.
Retaliation what? Oh, okay.
Kidding. What? No, actually, he's a pretty cool figure. It's just that with that backpack, it's like really tough for him to stand without looking like he's got like some deformity or something that he's hunched over. But it's like 3 rifles, 4 pistols, but 2 knives, and you can't go wrong.
Cool.
Dude's loaded.
Oh.
Chuck or the Joe Trooper?
Yes.
Oh, Chuck, maybe. I don't know. You know.
No, not tonight, guys. I'm not full of self-loathing like I was last week on the eve of my birthday.
So how old are you that you were that worked up about it, Chuck?
33.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, you're like half Justin's age.
Well, I mean, the only comfort I get now on my birthday, you know, because it's a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, but the only comfort I get is that no matter how old I get, I'll never be as old as Justin. And remember, folks who are listening, even if numerically you're older than Justin, you're still not older than Justin.
Words to live by, Chuck. Words to live by.
I don't know. Those northern Vermonters and New Hampshire, what do you call them? New Hampshireites or whatever?
New Hampshireites, yes.
New Hampshireites are pretty tough lot. It's going to take a bear mauling to pretty much do in Justin.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at him. He's like skin and bones. He can just slip through anything.
I don't know.
Come to the con one year. I'll show you how skin and bones are.
I was to say, pictures can be deceiving.
He barely meets the weight requirement of this program.
I'm keeping my mouth US shut. I could get really rude with that, Mike, but I'm gonna refrain.
Barely. Justin is officially our entry into the cruiserweight division at the podcasting wrestling championships, which will of course be taking place in Presqu'ile, New Jersey, in the first week of November.
All right.
I mean, Justin is so skinny.
Nobody knows how to react to that.
Justin's so skinny, he makes slot receivers look fat.
You said slot.
You ready, Mike? You ready? It's Justin's turn, anyways.
It's Justin's turn.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we even want to do an FSS honoring or no? It's no good when the music is in the background.
Yeah. I was going to skip it just for time.
Okay. Next time. Justin, you're up.
All right. I didn't get much this week, if anything, really. Been busy getting stuff ready to close on our house. We finished buying our new house today, so Shout out to having a mortgage again. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being a homo nerd.
I thank you.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Today also celebrates the last day out of the past 7 weeks that I've had to spend at my in-laws, so that's always a good thing. And
I laugh because I know.
I'm flying back up here on the 2nd, and the moving will be happening on the 2nd, so it's going to be from one whirlwind to another. I'll be hungover and trying to move into the new house, but it's all good.
All right. I also want to note, never stop buying Justin drinks on Saturday.
Oh, you bastard.
You generous bastard.
I also want to give a shout out to Fred over at Joe Battle Lines. He has jumped back in the saddle.
Yay, today. Fred.
Yay, Fred. He's been the admin and owner of Joe Battle Lines for a long time now. He did kind of fade out of the hobby a little bit. About 4 years ago. I'm not sure exactly why. He was just doing it a lot, spending a lot of time gathering news, a lot of time doing reviews. I think he just got a little burnt out, so he stepped away for a little bit, but made his triumphant return today, bringing back some review action with the Marauder Gunrunners Wave 6. So head on over to joebattlelines.com. You got to check that out, and welcome back to the fold, Fred. Hopefully we'll be seeing a little bit more content with you going forward.
All right,
and if I give Arun a shout out, are you going to cut my mic too?
No, because your lips aren't firmly placed on his ass.
Arun, I'm going to give a shout out to you too, because you're the man. That's it.
All right. Well, what did I get in this week? Actually, just today, I picked up the other Retaliation 3-pack with Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, and the Red Ninja / Slice guy. Just picked that one up today. That's it as far as Joe goes. No luck with Dollar General figures. I figure I'll probably see more of them this weekend than I will have in any searches, any amount of time that I would search at actual Dollar General stores. But as far as shout-outs, of course, our lovely sponsors at Kokomo Toys, JoeArmory.com, Bounty Hunter Toys, the wonderful folks who we represent as their official podcast, may God have mercy on your souls. The Canadian JoeCon, Rollout Roll Call, CoilCon. Am I missing anybody, Gary?
Normally this would be edited together too. Yeah. I think you got everybody.
I think I got everybody. You know, it's a shout out, of course, to anybody who's actually downloading this and may actually find it entertaining. God bless you, because there just aren't enough of you in the world. Thank you so much for even a couple of seconds that you spend with us. And for those of you who are traveling and listening to us while you travel, be safe. Take your time. Get there in one piece.
Okay, nothing this week for me, finally.
You're on lockdown.
I'm locked down.
Lockdown finally actually stuck this time, huh?
Now that the con is 2 days away, you finally decided to stop spending money, huh?
Finally, lockdown is...
I couldn't buy anything.
We're going to talk to Debbie about what lockdown means.
Well, yeah, lockdown's a little deceiving, because I spent way too much at the bar on my 25th or my 20th class reunion.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, that was a fun time, though. Some of them were actually my friends on Facebook, and they saw me would be posting about the show or something about an action figure, and they actually thought, in hindsight, you know, back in high school, like, that would have been geeky, but like, well, that's kind of cool. Like, got a hobby that you really enjoy and into. I'm like, all I do is I just take care of my kids and go to work and do nothing fun. And I'm like, oh, okay, well... but I didn't have time to do any money spending really beyond that this week, because I was freaking editing that entire program whenever I had free time. This entire week, I do apologize getting that out so late, but this entire week has been crazy. And the first shout out that I have for the show is for everyone that is listening to the show. Obviously, you see, we do a great deal of work at cleaning these episodes up. This one, I don't think we've had an episode sound this bad since, the pilot. So this was a horrible one, but this is what it is, so I don't have to edit it and get it out to you in time so you guys can hear it down at JoeCon. Like I said, JoeCon will be very similar. They'll be live and unedited. We'll just have a round table going on, get the news of what we saw. Very similar feel. Those will be all special editions. Other shout-outs, of course, to the club, to John Chu and the cast of the movie, Fred Doss and the cast of G.I. Joe Initiate, Troy at TroyMcKee.com. I'll be seeing him down at JoeCon. Be sure to say hi to Troy if you do run into Troy McKee. Also, shout-out to Jay Hunger and the guys at Moderately Geeky who will be joining us on our podcast recording while we're at JoeCon. And, of course, I did not mean to umbrage Justin with giving Jay my Quinn to review. Actually, I thought, Justin, you reviewed him already when you had pictures up on your site. I couldn't recall if you reviewed him already. So I'm like, oh, I'll just give it to Jay. Jay be all right.
My God!
The umbrage!
Buster, the umbrage!
My butt still
me,
hurts.
Gary? You could have sent it to me to do a video review.
Do you think it would have got you more than the hits that you're getting now?
Good question. I don't know, but would have promoted the shit out of it.
This is true. Chuck's video reviews can be found at www.youtube.com/chuckdog1999.
I guess so. And Justin
says, what else you got, Gary?
Justin says on Twitter, his butt still hurts. Okay. If I buy you a couple beers, will it be okay at con?
Yeah, that'll probably make up for it.
Okay, yeah.
Or what will happen is a couple of beers turns into a couple shots. Next thing you know, his butt will end up hurting really bad next morning.
That wouldn't be as funny if it wasn't 11 o'clock at night and I wasn't exhausted.
Next week? I don't know if we're going to – we haven't decided if we really are going to do a show next week after we do all these five and choke on and travel. We're going to play next week by ear. We'll let you know. We might take next week off. We don't – how are you guys feeling on next week?
Let's get to Friday or Saturday before we start figuring that out.
Yeah.
Considering I'm flying back on – well, flying back Monday and then
I'm
moving
flying
on
back Monday.
Moving all day,
yeah.
Tuesday. And,
When did we get an orangutan on the show?
The hell is that?
He's that guy from Car 54.
I think it'll be time to assemble the What's on Joe Mind B team.
Oh, I don't like the sounds of that.
I think the A team's getting ready to overrule that one.
Chuck's B team all stars.
And who would be on the B team, Chuck?
Rune, Craig, me. And I gotta find some random guy.
And who's editing and uploading and doing all that stuff?
Well, I mean, either Craig will record it or I'll record it, and I can upload it to the server, and you know we can figure it out from there.
All right, we'll see how that works out for you.
we'll make a decision on next week's show sometime. Yeah. So that's really it for me. Anybody else have anything else? We'll just call this thing out. I think the silence is deafening. Okay.
I believe it is officially Mambo time.
Mambo time. I could probably pencil in some Mambo music at the back end of this before uploading it. That shouldn't be too hard. So, Mambo time, everybody. I like to thank
everybody Mambo.
Everybody Mambo.
Hey.
Chihuahua.
And if you guys see us wearing our WOGM staff shirts in New Orleans, come say hi.
Yep. I'd like to thank everyone who listened to us tonight. And if you don't, if you're, Jesus Christ, see, I can't even talk right now. Be looking for our uploads on Podbean, updates on Facebook, updates on Twitter. We will try to keep you as posted as much as possible, Chihuahua. So for our showrunner, Chuck, co-host Justin and Mike, I'm Gary saying to all our men and women serving, God bless, Godspeed, and come home safe. Good night, folks, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week, maybe, but certainly later this week for sure, for the next episode of What's on Joe Mind, the official podcast of the 2012 Canadian JoeCon. We'll see you in New Orleans.
See ya.
Adios, amigos.
Chihuahua.
Adios.
Imamo!
Thanks for the drawing.